This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
AOC, a.k.a. the bartender-turned-Democratic Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is said to be taking a break from social media.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm excited about that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. How do you feel about AOC taking a break? If you're like me, I don't care one way or the other. If she's there, she's there. If she isn't, she isn't. Why? Because I got kicked off Twitter. I can't even respond to her. I think we have to defang Twitter by not using it. Honestly. I mean, I go there to get news and stuff like that, but I can't wait for the next social media network to pop up because we really do have to look at, you know, where, I don't want people going, well, you know, there was a tweet about this or a tweet about that. That means we're relying on it. We're depending on it as a source of information. These are the people that ban us from telling the truth. And let me tell you, they are not, they're like the Democratic Party. They're like politicians in general once they give you a tax. They never take it back. You think that the Twitter or Facebook's ever going to put people back on when they find out that we weren't spreading misinformation? Do you think they're going to kick anybody off who was actually spreading misinformation? Do you think Fauci's going to get kicked off? Do you think Biden and any of those minions are going to get kicked off? I mean, all the other frauds for every other thing, the racists, the anti-Semitics, etc., you think they're going to get kicked off? Of course not. It's a one-way street. Anyway, AOC has done a self-imposed exile from the social media platforms. And she's doing it due to the amount of negativity is what she used. That's the word she used, negativity, on these platforms. And the irony, of course, is that AOC is one of the reasons for the negativity on the platform. She is typically vitriolic when she's on it. People need to do this, and these Republicans and these conservatives, and she's always lashing us. And she's got the intellect of I don't even want to compare. I was going to say a frog, but I truly do not want to offend frogs. Her hiatus is going to be short-lived because she can't get enough of the attention that her stupidity generates. She loves the attention. So when asked when she might return, the 32-year-old representative responded on Instagram saying that she turned off social media while convalescing from Wu Flu. And here's what she wrote. I found that when I went to open Twitter up again, it just wasn't like making me feel. So, I mean, literally, I would go to open the app and almost felt, like, anxious. People kind of fight and gossip and all sorts of stuff, so such. And there's a lot of negativity on there. I swear I read that word for word. I didn't make it up. As you can see, AOC is a real intellect. She represents her, like, people, like, really kind of good. Smart, and I love being a smart aleck. Oh my goodness. So what will Republicans do, folks, if we don't have AOC to kick around on Twitter? Think about it. Don't give me a knee-jerk answer because you don't really know yet. As I mentioned, I got banned from Twitter, so apparently I'm gonna have to vent my sexual frustrations of wanting AOC elsewhere. And in case you're wondering what I'm talking about that tweet that she put up when she was caught in Florida having escaped the Nazi-occupied New York. And she said something like, Republicans are going to have to are obsessed with me and they want to date me. And they're going to have to take their sexual frustrations out elsewhere. I don't know what I'm going to do. Fellas, please write to me and let me know how we can deal with our sexual frustration of not having AOC on social media. Because I tell you right now, I'm jonesing, man. I'm like a druggie, a crackhead. Hey, please don't go AOC. I got to tell you, I love watching Democrats implode. I do. It's a sport for me. And I don't, in the old days, you had to kind of look for it. It was more nuanced. Now it's in your face. See, let me tell you something. AOC is experiencing what many, many Democrat politicians and Democrats in general are experiencing. Frustration with her party. See, AOC can fool other people and make them believe that, it's just my frustration and the negativity and all this, and that she's still a hardcore Democrat. She's not fooling me. Democrats don't fool me, folks. You can bet, and I've said this before, you can bet these people wake up daily and they see the carnage in the wake of their decisions. They understand what we say is one thing, what we do is another. Look at AOC leaving New York, as I mentioned before. She and her boyfriend visiting the free state of Florida, freeing from the occupied state of New York, the Nazi-occupied state of New York, to go to Florida. And if you don't think she doesn't see the irony of that, you're totally mistaken. She sees it. That's why she responded with that wacky, "Well, they're just sexually frustrated because they want to date me." See, that's her own insecurities. She can't get a Republican man. She can only get a eunuch, a male hyena that she can lead around. No real man is going to date that chick, that clown. You better get a girly boy. So she longs for the freedom from masks and dumb monkeys that voted for her. She can no longer defend her insanity. And neither she's got to come to the reconciliation that stupid people voted for her, and now she's got to represent them. And the more and more realization of how bad her positions are, look, I know what she's trying to put up front, but there are cracks in the dam. So anyway, she took refuge in DeSantis' state rather than stay in the zombie-occupied state of New York, and even that woke her up. Then she gets back home, and you know what she sees on her thing? It isn't us attacking her. It's her own people attacking her. How dare you go to Florida, and you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. They're attacking her. She's watching her own party implode from within. It's all that soul searching. She's looking at the debt. She's looking at nothing happening for the people that she supposedly wants to serve. She's watching the Democrat Party ignore her and the rest of her squad and their pleas of insanity. And she's coming to a reckoning, an awakening, as we say, a come to Jesus, except she probably doesn't believe in Jesus. But she says she's going to be back. And she's going to do a lot to help the Republicans in the midterms.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
What's a failing network to do when their number one host, who can't even break the top 20, decides to take a break? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. By now, you've probably heard that that dude, Rachel Maddow, is going to go on hiatus for just a bit. A flagship host of MSNBC is taking a break. And I look, here's what I remember Maddow mostly for. Incessant attacks on Donald Trump for no reason. And her Al Capone Vaults episode where Donald Trump publicly sodomized this chick. It was hysterical. He preempted the show by revealing his own 2015 taxes. And you want to know what the shocker was? Donald Trump paid his taxes. And in fact, he paid, I believe it was $28 million, and he made $551 million of profit. And she claimed that he was paying no taxes and he was broke. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You want to give us a call? 844-551-8255. Now, those numbers may be slightly skewed because I'm going from memory. But here's what I do know. It was a bust. And Rachel Maddow, I loved it.
pardon me, I love this show. And here's why. Rachel Maddow comes on and she's like, well, we've got the Trump Texas, and she sets it up. You know, like she'd already written it. You know, today we're going to be revealing this, that, and blah, 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 Trump Texas. And it's already been revealed, and she's trying to vamp. And she vamps for like 15 minutes to try to tell people, he already told you. It was horrible. And I loved it. I love watching when leftists implode on themselves. I love when they think they got the scoop and then it's a gotcha. It reminds me of my cousin Vinny when the lawyer says, I see you wear glasses. Were you wearing your prescription glasses while this crime was taking place? And the guy goes, they's reading glasses. He goes, well, he says, okay, he goes, well, what color are the eyes of the defendants? And the guy looks over and he goes, brown and hazel green. And the lawyer goes, no more questions for you. It so reminds me of the left. They always think, I gotcha. Oh, geez, sorry. I'm wrong again. Anyway, things never got better for Maddow. She topped out on ratings during that period. It was funny because she didn't take a beating. They, even after revealing nothing, it was like a complete fiasco. But she went around doing media, trying to act as if, you know, licking her wounds. And her ratings went up for a little bit, and then they dropped like a rock. Now, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't try to keep up with the rate. I know these people aren't getting watched. I know they're not. I've got some numbers. I'm going to tell you something right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. If I never have to say the mainstream media, the fake news media, their polls are, you know, their ratings are dropping like a rock, or report on Joe Biden and tell you again and again and again, he's still going down, 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 down. And they'll try to tell you, oh, they've gone up a little bit or whatever. Joe Biden will never repeat, never be popular enough to get 40% of the people of this country to support him. He didn't get it in 2020, and he will never have it again. And the only way the Democrats can try to sell this is to cheat. That's it. And they can talk about, oh, voter ID and voter this, but they can talk about till they're blue in the face. They have nobody that people care about. The closest thing they've ever had to catch fire is Barack Obama. We're fortunate. We've had Abraham Lincoln. We've had Ronald Reagan. And we've had Donald Trump. We're very fortunate. And I'll tell you something else. You want to talk about our bullpen? I give you Ron DeSantis. I give you Josh Hawley. Two rising stars. And we probably have others. You want to know why these stars will come? Because they will speak truth. They will deliver it. And if they happen to be good looking and eloquent, they're going to be formidable. I'm just telling you. Anyway, so Maddow's taking a break. She topped out in her ratings, and I think she sees the writing on the wall. Look. Fox wants you to believe that Jesse Waters is the reason for this. Oh, Jesse Waters did better than Rachel. Man, big deal. Let me tell you something. Jesse Waters, not my cup of tea. I know him. I've met him a few times. Not my cup of tea. Don't have anything against him. I think he's just smug. And I don't think he's that talented. But regardless, here's what I would bet you. If I had a TV show against Jesse Waters, I would blow him away. And I don't mean it as a disparaging thing to him. I don't find him interesting. He can be insightful at times. But let me just put it to you this way. When you have a team around you like Fox, it's pretty easy to be relatively insightful. It's not that difficult. I don't know if you realize how many producers work on a show. Now, Judge Jeanine didn't have a whole lot. The weekend shows don't get a lot of support, so Jesse probably has to do quite a bit. But he's got producers for The Five and other shows that he can leverage. So it's kind of like when you watch these late-night TV shows. These guys have six, seven, eight writers writing comedy.
You think John Stewart's a really, oh, he's funny, he's clever. No, he's not. He's hired clever people. Now, I'm not saying that that's what's going on with Waters. I just don't find, to me, and again, I know people like him, and you should. If you like him, continue to. He does nothing for me. And what I do know is when I've run up against people like him, if I had a show against him, I'm just going to tell you, you're going to watch my show. You're certainly going to flip over and go, what's that black dude doing during the commercial breaks? Because you're going to want to know what I'm saying. And look, I say this in all humility, but I'll tell you this. You're listening to me now, so there's a reason for it. So I would love that. When I was up against Rush Limbaugh, I told people I love going against Rush. Let me go head to head. I want to. Please. Because every time somebody can't hear Rush, when he had a substitute guest, I'd pick up X number of people because they'd send me notes. I didn't even know who you were, but Rush was off there. Guest speaker on, guest the host. So I came over to listen to you. I'm glad I found you. Anyway, they're going to do the rotation of anchors to fill in for Maddow while she's on hiatus. And she's supposedly going off to make a movie and do some other stuff. But this chick makes a ton of money. And you have to wonder about the timing. Look, I don't know any of the inside baseball here. I don't do anything with them, but I'm not buying this. I'm not buying that she's just using this period. Something's going on. Something's happening in MSNBC. There's a shakeup. There's been a shakeup for quite some time. But there's something happening. And if we keep our eye on it, I think what we'll find is what we already know. Leftists are starting to wake up. They can't defend Biden.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive winter storm is blanketing the East Coast after battering much of the country this week. Snow is falling from Maine all the way back to Ohio. Rain is falling in cities including Philadelphia, while it's icy throughout Massachusetts. The storm making its way through Texas, where Tom Bamford is traveling, he tells USA Radio News.
I left Marfa, Texas yesterday morning, and it was 17 degrees with a wind chill of zero. When I got got to Sanderson, Texas. We were stopped for over an hour and a half. The ice on the road had become so thick, the highway patrol had closed the highway.
President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows America is back at work. The United States adding 467,000 jobs in January. USA Radio News. The Republican National Committee is formally censoring two Republican members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. They were targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Cheney and Kinzinger also voting to impeach now former President Donald Trump last year. A resolution from the RNC saying the behavior of the two lawmakers has been destructive to the House, the Republican Party, and the Republic. The White House is again warning about Russian propaganda efforts to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters it's right out of a thick Russian playbook.
We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
U.S. intelligence agencies, without proof, believe Moscow is plotting a staged attack against Russians to rationalize a military assault on neighboring Ukraine. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are the biggest racist on the planet. I'll say it again. Democrats are the biggest racist on the planet. And here's something else you can add to it. Black Democrats, the worst kind of racist. In your face, stuff that you would never be able to substitute the word white for. There's black privilege all over this nation. Nobody wants to talk about it. Black lives matter supposedly more than all lives matter. I could go on. There's black this, black that, black. You couldn't put white on anything that's got black on it without somebody flipping their lid. Not that you should put white on it. I'm not advocating for that. What I say is all lives matter. Black lives don't matter any more to me than white lives. And if that makes me have to turn in my black card, I'll turn it in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. I can tell you this with certainty. I love all people. I love all good people, people who have the human, that human kindness that is within us all. I love those people. I love learning their stories. I love learning their cultures. I do. And it's because we as conservatives are very open. We're very open. We're open to things we don't even like. And I know there's the ones out there that are very sanctimonious, the really fringe far right, who are dogmatic in how they feel about things. And they're dogmatic until they're confronted. And most of them until they're confronted by it. I'll give you an example. My grandmother and her sister, we called her Aunt Pi. Her real name was Lenora. But let me tell you, they said on many occasions they would not accept an interracial marriage, you know, interracial dating in their families. My grandmother's youngest son, my Uncle Robert, dated nothing but white women. I mean, it was practically exclusive. A couple of black chicks here and there, but it was mostly white girls. My aunt's family, two of her sons married Filipino women. And my aunt, I can tell you, I remember her specifically saying, "Any and one of my kids marry outside of their race, and I would disown them." And I was like, "Wow, that's pretty wild," because you know it was essentially a condemnation of her nephew, my Uncle Robert, who was married to a white woman at the time. So she was saying, "I don't accept it." And she gets confronted. Two Filipino women, not one, but two, her sons married. And she loves them. Well, she's passed away, but she loved them to death. Because, see, when she got confronted and had to realize, had to deal with it, front and center, suddenly she, oh, wow, you're right. And, yeah, they might have voted Democrat, but let me tell you, they were conservatives. That is the definition of conservatives. I want to conserve this idea that I want a pure bloodline or I want this or that.
Nonsense. Conservatives, when you're, and by the way, this isn't a conservative thing. This is a reality check. This is true of leftists. If leftists have to live their lies, they will convert. They will not be leftists if they're forced to live their lies. But I'm going to go back to what I said at the beginning of the segment. Democrats, most racist on the planet. Black Democrats, the most racist within the most racist group. Case in point, Whoopi Goldberg. How ironic, folks, that a black woman who culturally appropriates a Jewish name would be suspended over idiotic comments related to her appropriated culture. But I give you leftism. See, Whoopi Goldberg assumed the Jewish name to get work. That's right, America. I'm going to give you a little lesson on Whoopi Goldberg, a.k.a. Karen Johnson. That's Whoopi's real name. Her mother, Emma Johnson, thought the family's original surname was, quote, not Jewish enough for her daughter to become a star. So Whoopi decided she would become Jewish. And she gave herself the name Goldberg. She called herself Whoopi because she used to fart it around all the other comedians when she worked on stage. I'm just giving you the facts. So you know Professor Henry Louis Gates of Gatesgate? He verified Goldberg's traceable ancestors were all black because Whoopi used to say, I believe we got some Jewish, I believe. She was pulling a the senator, Elizabeth Warren. She was pulling a Warren before Warren even knew. Whoopi's running around saying, I think we got some Jews in our lineage or whatever. She's not. She's 92% sub-Saharan African and 8% European. There's no Jewish in her bloodline. None. She's Guinea-Bissau, 92%. The Papal and Bayoti people. So she's no more Jewish than Elizabeth Warren was a Native American. In fact, she's more Rachel Dolezal. And so she got suspended from The View. And I'm sure you heard the story. 2 weeks after she took a swipe at her appropriated culture, the culture that she used to get rich. Now, that doesn't diminish the talent. Whoopi Goldberg's talented. Whoopi Goldberg, you know, did a one-woman show. When she was in The Color Purple, she did a phenomenal job. I will not take anything away from her talent. But see, people like her need to know where their wheelhouse is, what lane to stay in, and Whoopi Goldberg doesn't know that. She's a big mouth know-it-all that knows nothing. 2 weeks, not much of a penance when you consider the racist statement that was made by her. Incendiary comments where she claimed that the Holocaust was not about race, it was about man's inhumanity to man. Easy to say, it's a good catchphrase. Especially when you're not a real Jew. Because even an idiot knows that race was a factor in the Holocaust. See, I understand a little bit about history, and I know that 6 million Jews died at the hands of Nazis. Nazis that remind me of the very people we face in this country right now. 6 million blacks didn't die. But when you're an egocentric racist who rode on the coattails of a Jewish name, you only need to worry about black issues. You don't really need to concern yourself with Jewish issues, even though you stole a name. Now, let's put her comments in full context. Goldberg's comments were that essentially the Nazis and the Jews were two groups of white people. That's a quote. And because both groups were white, she sees them as, the Holocaust as, inhumanity, not about race. It was just white people killing white people. So she doesn't need to be concerned about that. So what? White people kill 6 million other white people. Well, you can extrapolate that to so what? Pol Pot killed a bunch of, you know, brown little Asian people. So what? The Russians killed a bunch of other Russians. I mean, does it matter? When does it matter to Whoopi? Let me tell you when it matters. It matters to Whoopi when 20 black people over a period of 2 decades have been killed in bad shoots by cops, white cops. That's when it matters. See, that is a holocaust that she can buy into. But there's no holocaust when it's white people killing white people. Who cares? So a female president of ABC, because it's all female presidents now, right? She suspended Whoopi Goldberg effective immediately. And Whoopi is already on the circuit. Hitting the, well, you know, I said the wrong thing and I really want to apologize. She's on the apology circuit. Yeah. So anyway, the president of NBC says, the entire ABC says, we stand in solidarity with our Jewish colleagues, friends, families, and communities. Now, I will say this. I don't think Goldberg's comments were necessarily anti-Semitic, even though I think the underlying piece is. They certainly showcase ignorance and insensitivity over genocide of Jews, particularly when you compare Goldberg's support of BLM, a black terror group formed on a lie of about, what, 20, 25 blacks dying under suspicious conditions of police, as I said earlier, over 2 decades. She wholly ignores the number of blacks who are killed by other blacks every year, which is thousands. And the number of black people who are killed in the womb, which is millions. But let's see, those 20 to 25 blacks over 2 decades versus 6 million Jews. Yeah, surely you can see why Goldberg sees the black condition as more dire than the plight of the death of 6 million Jews. And I don't want to get into what the left does with blacks who are anti-Semitic, but I will remind you that Nick Cannon made some absolutely outrageous comments, outrageous, about Jews. He got fired from Viacom, but guess what? He was back on The Masked Singer, and he still got his show, because that's the penance on the left when you're racist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tide is turning, and you may be wondering, what's this Jackson talking about on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? I'm talking about a sign, a big sign, something that is foreboding of things to come. And I will tell you, I'm going to give you a hint. When we first got information about Wu Flu, and I know we bounced all over the place this show because we've had, talked about a lot of stuff. Biden's polling, we talked about Brian Stelter. I gave you a hint that Sean Penn is now talking about feminized men. AOC, she's taking a break. Maddow's on hiatus. Whoopi Goldberg got suspended. There's a lot of stuff we talked about today. But let me tell you, there's another hint. It's out there. And I remember when the scamdemic began and you saw a few people with masks, and I don't know if you were like me, but I remember saying, why are these people wearing masks? Well, surely we're not going to be wearing masks. And the next thing you know, everybody was forced to wear a mask. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And then it morphed into how dangerous all these variants were, the number of people who were dying, the number we needed to rush to get vaccines, and we got vaccines. And then, well, we can't trust the vaccines because it's Donald Trump. And then when the coup occurred, well, now we can trust them because it's Joe Biden. And now everybody's supposed to get the shot. And then they told us, well, we only need to have 70% of the people get it, then 80%, then 90%, then 100%. Then the entire world needed to be inoculated. Is that the right? Yeah, that's it. And then, even though nobody was dying with the kids and all that, didn't matter. They still want kids to get shots and all this. Old people dying in nursing homes and giving out awards and, you know, Emmys and book deals and all kinds of stuff. They finally dumped the Cuomo brother. You get what I'm saying, right? It was a whole ecosystem that developed, and $6 trillion plus later, we're making vaccines, we're shipping all over, people are dying on the vine from products like remdesivir, but we don't want to talk about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin and all these other things, and then we're still talking about getting masked up. Then, if you remember, I told you the other day, Denver goes, an absolute leftist city goes, we are getting rid of the mask mandates and the vax mandates. And I told you they would start to back away. I reminded you. I said, they're going to go, oh, no, we don't need to do it. You know, and they're going to do it slowly. And they're going to act like it. No, it wasn't us. You know, it's like you caught them robbing the house. You got them on video camera, but they're backing away saying, no, don't believe that camera and don't believe what you're seeing. We didn't take anything after they've robbed your house. And that brings me to this subject right now. So I get an email from my buddy Andy, and he says, Kevin, went to a grocery store. He took a picture. There are two bins, complete bins. There had to be thousands of these N95 masks. I'm not talking about the cheapies, folks. I'm talking N95. I don't know what these things cost. I don't buy them. But they're not cheap. They're not like, and even though you get the ones made in China, ironically, that we wear, that clearly says on the box, this mask does not protect you from airborne illnesses, we had to wear them. Federal, you know, you're going to fly, you got to wear a stupid mask. So I'll give you this. I had to fly to my nephew's funeral. He's like my nephew. He's my little cousin. But me and his sister grew up, me and his mom grew up like brother and sister. So I'm at his funeral, and I'm talking with different people, every, you know, going and coming on various legs. And I got my mask down, and I didn't get beat up like you normally do by these stupid flight attendants that are Gestapo. Put the mask up, put the mask up, put the mask up, put the mask up. Nobody said a word. I had my mask down practically the whole flight. I looked around. There were other people with their masks down. It wasn't that big of a deal. But anyway, Andy sends me this picture, and it's tons of masks. And you know what it says on the mask little thing? The kiosk? It's not a kiosk, but, you know, they're just in there. It says they're free. Get a mask. Get 1,000 of them. Take the whole bin. We don't care. So immediately I get this. I send a note to my editor, and I said, see, I'm already telling you, this is a major sign. This is a sign that the mask stuff is gone. They're giving them away. Go to the airport and forget your mask. Then go to the counter and ask. You know what they'll tell you? There's a kiosk where you can buy them. And you know what it costs to go get like a box of three masks? Like $11 or something crazy. It's a ruse. A money-making ruse. And now they're giving them away as many as you want. And by the way, you can go breathe all on those masks. You can go rub your fingers on. Nobody cares. It's wide open. There's no spit guard, nothing. Go get the mask. So I send this note to my editor and say, this is the signs. This is one of the signs I'm talking about. Let's talk about this. Show the picture of them giving it away. So fast forward. Melissa says to me, hey, check it out. This is what they gave away at Fry's, and it was 3M mask. And I went, and I said, wow, was it like, in the bin? She goes, no, it was a bin full of them. Take as many as you want. Now, Fry's, for you guys that don't know, is a big chain here locally. I don't know who they're owned by. Maybe, you know, I don't know who they're related to, but it's one of the big chains. It's like, you know, Safeway is that has Albertsons and a bunch of others. Well, Fry's is part of a consortium of grocery stores. And at every Fry's, they got a big bin of masks that they're giving away. So here's what I would say. If you're into the mask, remember, there were factories who shut down so they could start making masks when this thing first started. I hope they've retooled. So what do you think it is? Are you like me? Do you believe that it's a sign? Because I'm going to tell you right now, that is a sign. It is the same sign when I was looking, when I started seeing people in masks, and then I would go online and all these things would pop up. Hey, get your mask. We're making these masks. Mask, mask, mask. I started hearing, we're retooling our factory so we can make more masks. And I'm thinking, who is going to need all these stupid masks? It was us. Yeah. They got it in on us. So we were wearing these stupid masks, have been for a while. Guess what? You can get a thing called mask disease. I talked about it the other day. It'll do stuff to your brain. It'll make you weird. Yep. That's part of the whole mask thing. And so the more they find out, the more the root. Let me tell you what else is going to be found out. They're going to find out that these vaccines are not nearly, I mean, we already know this. They're not nearly as effective as they claim to be, and your natural immunity is best, and they never should have passed mask mandates. They never should have. They talked about quarantine, lockdown. People still got it by the millions. I don't believe there's a single person in America that has not been exposed to Wu Flu. You either got it or you didn't. Your body fought it off. If you're young, you probably didn't even notice it. It was no big deal. And I don't mean you had, what do they call it, no asymptomatic whatever. You just didn't get it. It didn't make you sick. Has nothing to do with asymptomatic. That's a new made-up term. You can be asymptomatically, if you're a woman, I guess you could be asymptomatically Kim Kardashian or not. So they've made up all these terms to make it fit. And what, again, let me go back to the mask. A ruse. And now they're giving them away. It is the left's way of stepping back. And they're saying, we can't sell these. This is a prelude to something coming down the pike. The same way it was when they were initiating the mask and people started to manufacture them. Somebody put out the word and said, you're going to need to start making masks. Think of it as insider politics, insider trading. And they did. Somebody put the word out, you better dump those masks, do it as a charitable donation, because you're going to be stuck with them. Because the tide is turning. That's my point. And for the various Nazis out there, whether you're a mask Nazi or a vax Nazi, you're about to get the truth revealed to you. I'm going to make you that bet. I believe this was the first truly public notification to the world that the left admitting, okay, it's over. And I know there are going to be naysayers, and I know the Fed's going to, you know, continue to try to do this thing with the mask and a whatever for for flights and airport, whatever. But we're already seeing cities that are releasing the mandates, and you're going to see more. But it'll be tepid. It's not going to be overt in your face. It's going to just be little things like this. I bet you your grocery store has already got masks that they're giving away. Let me know.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.